535 presents The Art of Disruption, a manifesto for real change, written and read by me, Majid Majid. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. This audiobook is dedicated to Hoya Ma'ad, my dearest mother, my beloved home city Sheffield, and to all those who dare to hope. Prologue. From the outside, mine is an unlikely story. I'm a Somali-born, working-class, black Muslim immigrant who fled conflict as a small child and ended up in Sheffield. I grew up being told that people like me weren't made for political office and that I couldn't make a real difference. Like many people, I grew up in a socially deprived, neglected community that was rife with criminal activity and a lack of opportunities. Not having many role models growing up, the only two posters on my bedroom wall were of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and The Rock. My mum never really grasped the Western cultural trend of displaying pictures of people you've never met, especially when they are of a woman brandishing a sharpened wooden stake and a well-built man standing in his underwear with one eyebrow raised. With a desire to see, feel and experience things beyond my neighbourhood and the city that was now my home, I became fascinated by travel. My wanderlust led me to order boxloads of holiday brochures from the internet. Finally, after finishing my A-levels and slaving away for 6 months in factories, working 12-hour shifts, I'd cobbled together enough cash to travel to some incredible places. I thought I might work out what I wanted to study at university while I was travelling, but it just didn't happen. What I did know and what my mum had taught me was that if I went to university, it would provide me with some amazing opportunities. To cut a long story short, I studied aquatic zoology at Hull University. Admittedly, this was a course I had no interest in pursuing as a career, in a city I knew nothing about, other than the fact that I had it on good authority from my mate's dad that it was an absolute shithole. But I took my chances and I decided to see the good in the situation. To this date, it is one of the best decisions I have ever made. After a brief stint starting up a business that ended up in failure, I fell into depression. Hope arrived in the unusual form of an advert for a 32-day medical trial, during which time I made some lifelong friends, as well as discovering my resilience and campaigning ability. At around this point, something in me changed. I just got tired of complaining. And then the rhetoric of hate, fear and division frog marched UKIP to victory in the 2014 European elections, and I realised that I wanted to do something about it. I decided to stand up for what I believed was right and began to play an active role in my community. I thought that if I could make my little part of the world in Sheffield a bit better and make a small difference to people's lives, I would have played my part. So I joined the Green Party, I knocked on people's doors, I went to every community event going and I got elected as a local councillor. 2 years later, I became the youngest ever Lord Mayor of Sheffield. I spent much of last year as a Green MEP representing God's own country, Yorkshire and the Humber. I still pinch myself every time someone on stage reads out my name. But things have not always been smooth sailing. There have been countless people and groups who have tried to put barriers in my way and make life difficult for me. And at times I still get imposter syndrome and find myself thinking they're going to catch me at any moment and realise I'm a fraud. From banning Donald Trump from Sheffield and creating a UK-wide suicide prevention charter, to walking someone I've never met before down the aisle at their wedding, and having to stick something up my bum on Mount Kilimanjaro. You'll find out what and why later. I've had a lot of weird and wonderful experiences that have shaped who I am today. During my year as Lord Mayor, the Sheffield Music Festival Tramlines asked if I wanted to design a poster with a message to the people of Sheffield that would be displayed around the festival. Not having much time to spare, I quickly came up with something. It was the festival's 10th anniversary, and I wanted to create a message of hope. I came up with a series of universal principles that people would relate to, remember, and subscribe to. And so, Sheffield's Ten Commandments was born. The poster ended up being 12 feet tall and a massive hit. It seemed to resonate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?